Let's hear it. Mm-hmm. First world problem text.
So only the stuff that you can complain about in the first world, you send it in right now. I'll adjust this one to our location.
Mm.
Okay, so they said, gap year, first world problem, no Tony Burgers in Europe.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, Europe still hasn't figured out the whole burger thing.
That's what I was gonna say. Have they
have places like McDonald's?
Yeah, but
you
did
know,
you
but,
ever? Did you ever sit
but
down?
They don't have places like Tony Burgers, which is that superior.
But did you
burger.
Ever go to a place and go, "This tastes just like a burger back home"?
No, I never did. Not even McDonald's tastes.
That's
like
what I'm
McDonald's
saying.
Like,
that's the way it was for me in foreign countries. I'm like, I remember going to a McDonald's because you know you fly to Israel, you go to McDonald's. So I'm in Tel Aviv and I'm at a McDonald's. And they have, like, half of the store cut in half. I mean, they have the store just walled off, but it's still McDonald's, mm-hmm. but it's two separate parts of the store.
Yeah.
Because you have the dairy side and then the meat side. You handle both of them, so yeah. It's a kosher store. And and I remember going, oh, I'm going to get a kosher Big Mac. Ate it, and I was like, Israel.
The first time, so I remember good. The first time I tried a, you know, a burger over in Europe, and it was... It was ground beef patty, and it was seasoned with, like, Eastern spices, like Turkish spices, you know? And so it had a really kind of exotic seasoning. And it had really weird, super strong cheese, and it was on a hard roll. And
they're like, you like a Big Mac with the sharp cheddar, no?
Well, that's the problem. They understand the hamburger from... Photographs.
Television, yeah.
And photographs are going to show you a lot.
They're going to guess on the flavors, though.
But you're not going to get texture. Texture is huge. You know, the bun is huge. You can't just put a burger on any old bread. Tony Burgers knows
that. You know what I learned today on, I don't know where I was reading this, but they have, you know, we call it ranch flavoring. We call it ranch.
Yeah.
And they have it in other countries, but they don't call it ranch because that wouldn't make any sense.
What do they call it?
They call it American flavor.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy? Like, we just call something like... Yeah, it's American flavored. So snacks and things that are ranch flavored, they're all. You want some Pringle, American Pringle, yes? First of all, problems.
Oh, the barbecue is paprika. The paprika flavor, your paprika chips?
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Not enough brownies at the potluck dinner. Yeah, I've had that happen. The four pans wasn't enough. I ate too much cereal when I got home from work and wasn't very hungry when we went out to dinner. You go out to dinner, that's going to be a problem.
Look at this text here. It says, my husband and I are on our eighth month of gap year.
What?
In a month and nine, we're going back to work. After months of traveling, we're bored of living out of our suitcase. We're ready to go back to work in a normal life. Gap year is way too much time. Half year is perfect amount of time. So they're saying don't do a gap year, do a gap half year.
So I think that makes sense, too. You would probably get bored. If you didn't train your brain to go, you know what, we might get over this traveling thing. I mean, it sounds exciting to say I would love to be in a new place every day
mm-hmm.
or every night or wherever, but... Mm-hmm. All right, 57500 is the text number. Ordered a smartwatch today. Won't come for 6 to 8 weeks. That's if you're lucky, too. My whole house is a first world problem. First world problem. Coke Slurpee at 7-Eleven not working. Had to settle for the Coke... Pepsi Slurpee at 7-Eleven not working. Had to settle for the Coke Slurpee. Another Slurpee problem that has to do with that. Coke Slurpee at 7-Eleven just a little too slushy, not thick enough. See, I'd rather have it just not working because if it's too runny, you almost try to convince yourself, oh, yeah, this will be good, and it never is.
Here's one. I ate too much cereal when I got home from work, so I wasn't very hungry when we went out for dinner. That is a first world problem.